Today's Mass, if you're following along in your missal, you might almost call it the Mass for charity. It starts out in the epistle talking about some of the corporal works of mercy, to feed the hungry and to clothe the naked and some of the other ones. And it encourages us to think charity, what works of charity we can do. We all fall short of that mark, though. Charity in our speech, charity in our actions, and very few of us anymore remember to practice the corporal and, more importantly, the spiritual works of mercy, to counsel the doubtful and to instruct the ignorant. We do that if we have children. We do that all the time. But to go out of our way to help someone truly in need, to give money to a poor person who's really in need, for example. That's why we have the St. Anthony bread as a way to donate to truly poor people and all of the rest. But then our Lord gives us a better, more beautiful message, in my opinion, during the Holy Gospel. He's talking yet again about charity and how you have heard it has been said, hate your enemy and love your friend, essentially, paraphrasing his words. But I say, our Lord tells us, to love your enemy too and to do good to them that do not do good to you. And that's a hard thought for anybody, even for the saints. But many of the saints reach such a high and heroic degree of perfection in their life that they considered those people who did them any harm, their enemies in other words, to be their greatest benefactors. They truly looked at them like that. They truly believed their enemies were their greatest benefactors. And sometimes that's true. I've got my enemies, to be sure, people that I've somehow offended over the years. And you learn charity, to simply pray for them. See, if we had no enemies, well then, we wouldn't get the opportunity to forgive our enemies. We wouldn't get the opportunity to pray for our enemies. There's always some good that comes out of all of the evil that is in the world. But then notice, our Lord then, he doesn't expect us to do it all by ourselves. He gives us an example. You know, if I were up here telling you to do all this stuff and I didn't do any of it myself or try to practice charity towards my enemies and everything, you'd look at me and you'd walk away and you'd say, forget you, Father. No way. If you don't practice this gospel, why should I? So that's essentially what our Lord is saying. He tells us right at the beginning, love your enemies and do good to them. And then he goes into the rest and he says, for does not God let the sun to rise upon and the rain to fall upon both the just and the unjust? Every day, think of that. Those simple actions, the rising of the sun and the falling of the rain and all of the rest of the works of creation, aren't they done both to the just and to the unjust, both to sinners and to saints? Well, of course they are, because God treats his enemies as he treats the just, with charity, with love, always trying to bring them back into the fold. It's a beautiful thought. So think of that, the sun that you see every day. He gives that warmth of the sun to the sinner as well, and you must give the warmth of charity towards your enemies, but also towards, and more especially towards, the enemies of God, those who have committed mortal sin after mortal sin in their life. Pray for them especially this Lent. Bring them back to God's fold and to the state of sanctifying grace. But this brings me to the last thought. Don't ever forget the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. You learn them in catechism what they are, but we forget them in practice. So remember them. Try to get out your catechism book and study them and ask yourself, If you've been fulfilling your obligation in performing those works of charity, but especially remember that the visiting of the sick is a very beautiful thing to which God promises very great rewards, very great ones indeed. And so think of that. Go to a local nursing home if you're comfortable popping in on strangers, or visit some of our own sick. And remember, especially in your prayers now, one of them in particular, Elaine Poinsky, who's has just been diagnosed with cancer and is soon to go into hospice. So do say some prayers for her. Visit her if she's open to visitors. And that's a great act of charity, and for which you'll be rewarded very greatly in heaven. But today, that's the thought, the theme, charity towards others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.